everybody.
All right, we're here. So today we figured we'd talk about some of our favorite game genres and then move into the games that kind of started us, got us started in gaming.
Yule.
So I guess I'll go first for this one. So hi, this is Clarissa from the Nerdcast. We forgot to turn our audio up for a little bit. So there's a big gap in between this little bit and what you'll hear next after this. We talk about Mortal Kombat for a bit. If you guys are interested in hearing what we say about Mortal Kombat, just let us know. However this platform that you're hearing it on show lets you know how we lets you communicate with us, I mean. And we'll just reshoot that bit just for you guys. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
And the second one, it gets more into the more into how you're played into it.
Yeah, I think we just recorded a lot of this with no audio, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's possible. We'll find out.
Well, if you couldn't hear us for the past 5 minutes.
We talked about.
You're trying to learn how to lip read. Good job.
Except for the people who are listening to this as a podcast. There's no video on the podcast. Well, hopefully we had audio. I don't know why it wasn't going, but
well, we live and we learn.
Yeah.
For all of you that are listening now,
we'll check to see if it happened. But we just talked about like Mortal Kombat and just started talking about Borderlands, so we can move on to like the.
Oh, I'm not done with Borderlands.
No, not to the next game. To the, like just say.
That is Mordecai, and Bloodwing, the best duo. Compatible friends on the game.
So are they like playable characters?
Yeah, Mordecai is the playable character. His special ability is throwing out his bird, Bloodwing, which either it kills enemies, it drops loot, and then it can also heal you. So like when he attacks the enemy, cool. It kind of gives you health back. He was one of the very first characters I've ever played with. He's like the sniper class, you would call it.
I think whenever I was playing with my friend, I chose that he looked like a Tron character. He was like
Roland.
I think his name was like Zero or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you played the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Zero. He was the sniper class. He's an assassin who got to turn invisible for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think I remember that. And then my friend, I don't know what game this is in, but my friend said that his favorite character to play was Craig the Psycho.
Okay, so that is actually in the. Ooh. He's a bonus, so yeah, he was in the second one. He's a add-on character.
Right.
He's just basically a bandit that you'll have to just watch the trailer for the guy to understand it. It's very, very confusing. This is
just a gameplay.
Yeah, image. Well, that, how they did it, so that they take Borderlands 1, you start in Firestone. Well, in Borderlands 2, he's trying to open up a new vault. And yeah. you start in a different place, but it brings you back to Firestone where it all started. Okay. So it's the same place, but it's all changed and different. There's robots. There's, I forget what it's called, but there's just like this giant robot that's probably like 50 foot high that you have to kill, and it's right. Hard.
So which game is it where they like roll the end credits and then the boss breaks through the credit screen? Because I know that happens in the Borderlands game. And spoilers if anyone hasn't played the game, but.
It's either pre-sequel or the first one. Oh, no, not okay. The first one, because the first one you open up the vault and the big tentacle thing came out.
Okay.
So it has to be the pre-sequel or second one. What I am excited for is the third one that's coming out.
Yeah, I was
about
to ask if you had heard about the third one.
I'm going to pre-order the $100 one that has the Butt Stallion skins and the map packs. Do you know who Butt Stallion is?
No, but I feel like I've heard
okay,
it
so
before.
In the second one, the... Handsome Jack gets aggravated because he didn't kill the Vault Hunter, so he buys a diamond pony, and he tries to decide names for it. Some are
okay.
Pretty mean and nasty. And then he comes to the conclusion of Butt Stallion. Right. It's just Butt Stallion for now on then. So there was really no other way to say it. So
that poor horse.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm just gonna try and. yeah.
We need like a little table out here.
Yeah, like a second table. Oh, almost had it. Y'all just go.
What was that one?
We're gonna talk about Spider-Man now.
Spider-Man.
Not like the new Spider-Man, but Spider-Man for the Xbox. I like the original Xbox.
Old school.
I think it came out in like 2004. And so I was playing it like around like age 5, 6, 7. I think
I played the one on the computer that you put into the computer.
I think this is the same one.
It's the same one.
But it was so fun, and like the narrator, like the narrator is the same guy who played Ash in Evil Dead.
So okay.
And like all the commentary that he would make is like real sarcastic and witty, and it was like hilarious. We'll bring up the next picture here behind it.
Oh yeah, I remember playing this one now. Yeah, that was hard.
I don't think I ever like played the actual game because I was so little. Whenever I was messing around, I think I was just in the tutorial the entire time, just swinging around in circles. But when I actually did get into like the actual game part of it, it was really fun too. I didn't actually do any missions. I just swung around the city because it was real fun.
Compared to the one that they made recently, I think that one was fun, but the new one was 10 times better.
Yeah, we have so much more like technological capabilities with games now.
I like the different suits you could acquire and all the gadgets you can make.
Yeah, I want to get, and I'm thinking about getting a PS4 just to play Spider-Man. And then, you know, since I have,
I might get an Xbox One for the Halo. Halo's fun.
I don't play a lot of first-person shooters. I think the only one that I really play is, like, Overwatch. That's it.
Newbie. You have to play Borderlands more.
I just play a ton of open-world games.
Yeah.
Speaking of open-world games, I believe we've got an iconic one next.
Yeah, right, Skyrim. Dragonborn.
Now, Skyrim's a game that just about everyone has played at least a little bit of.
Well, I'm mad because my disc broke when I put it into my Xbox. It, like, cracked around the rim, so I can't play it no more.
Dang.
Yeah, so it was a sad day that day.
I think I played it a bit, and then then came the mods, like all the mods.
Dude, there's so many mods to this game.
The one that turns the dragons into, like, Macho Man Randy Savage?
Yeah. You can be Buzz Lightyear as your character. Woody.
Lightsabers. You can have lightsabers.
Yeah, you can have lightsabers. One monster that I time and time again hate are the Frost Trolls.
Yeah, those are tough to beat.
They're just annoying.
We've got another tough enemy in our next image, too, right here. The Giants.
Oh, don't get me started. So I started playing the game, and I forgot there were giants in the game. So I just saw this tall figure walking, so I walked up next to it. Yeah, I ended up 5,000 feet in the air later. I was falling. Don't know where I landed. It was, like, below the map.
I started playing the game, and then, like, in the beginning, you go into that cave that's full of, like, the spiders.
Yeah.
I hated that so much.
Oh, it's just creepy. Spiders. Oh, you can also do a thing where you can turn the spiders into Shrek on the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of mods where you, like, turn the spiders into something else for, like, the arachnophobic people.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't mix well with other mods, so, like,
it just looks weird.
So sometimes if you have a lot of mods installed and then you install, like, a anti-spider mod, sometimes it just turns the spiders invisible. Like, so you just don't know
where they are. Oh, no, thank you. I just start swinging.
So you hear all their sounds and stuff, but you can't see them anywhere.
Yep, run.
Skyrim's a really fun game, just to even like mess around and roam.
There's a glitch in Whiterun.
Sorry, I hit my mic.
That you can get into. It's by one of the houses. If you crouch right next to it, you fall through, and you can walk up behind people while you're crouched and pickpocket them. You can get caught, but they can't hurt you. So you could just steal all their stuff, and then they just can't hurt you.
Or you just put a bucket on their head.
Oh yeah,
Just put a bucket on their head.
There's a lot of different things.
Don't even try and take it off. They're like, okay, I'll just.
They can't. They're NPCs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what can I do? There's a bucket on my head. I guess I'll just leave it here.
I think the story you can do when you become a mage is pretty cool. I just wish there was more to it. it was kind of bland. It was just like, oh, you're going to be the savior. Woo.
Yeah.
You can kill this demon. Oh, you get to see that glowing eye of whatever. Oh, it was weird. It took a while, though. I've beaten it 5 times. I've completely beaten it 2x. Yeah, that was hard.
I have not beat Skyrim because I just got sidetracked and I don't know where I'm supposed to go next anymore. I don't even remember any names of anywhere because I haven't touched the game in so long.
I wanna play the VR one.
Yeah.
That one seems pretty cool.
I feel like I'd probably, like, my head would start hurting pretty quick. You know, there's a VR game called Boneworks that's really cool. We should talk about that one next. Like, look into that. I'll show you some stuff about it. We'll talk about Boneworks next.
Yeah, and then have you ever played Oblivion, the one before?
No, I haven't played Oblivion.
I don't like that one.
A lot of people don't. You know,
I mean,
it's
cool. Like, it's old school, but, like, you can't use magic like you can in Skyrim.
What about those arena levels? Like, the, you know, the campaign where you're trying to, like,
oh, like, I just, mission? I quit playing after the first 5 minutes of the game. It was making me so mad. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where the missions were at. I didn't know what was going on half the time. Mm-hmm. It was a little more difficult.
Elder Scrolls Online. Have you played any of that?
Yeah, I actually have played that one a few times.
There's no more pictures.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's this one.
We can just go back to the pictures.
Yeah. What is this one?
That's the audio.
Oh, you mean turn off the audio?
No, let's not do that one. Right here, let's go back to that one. The Elder Scrolls Online, they just added Elseworlds, which is where the home of the Khajiits are.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't played Elder Scrolls Online, but I keep up with, like, the updates occasionally.
Can't wait till they make another Assassin's Creed.
That was off topic, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking all the games that they have made so far. And
have you played Odyssey?
Yes, I have played
it's
Odyssey.
It's so good. Yes, I love it. Is. It's amazing. It sucks that it came out the same month as Red Dead 2, because I was playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. But
I bought both.
I have both, too. But all of my friends were playing Red Dead. So
it's I'd be like, screw y'all, I'm having fun playing this. I mean.
Yeah, so I would talk to my friends, but they'd all be playing Red Dead, but I was playing Assassin's Creed. So it's like, well, now we can't talk
about
the same
games. In Red Dead, it's fun, but you have to play the first one to understand the second one.
Not really. Like, I
well, I mean, sometimes you do, but, like, this one, it was more you just learned about everything, and then, you know. Well, so I don't want to spoil the ending if you haven't beaten it, guys. So
I feel like Red Dead, like the first one, if you haven't played, no, not the first, the second one. If you haven't played the first one, it doesn't really affect the.
Well, in some places, yeah, but then others, it doesn't. But, like, there was the Red Dead Redemption, the Undead Nightmare.
Yeah, I have that too.
That one was fun.
Yeah, that one's got all kinds of stuff going on with it.
I think the coolest thing was just let my horse die and get an undead horse and just run forever. It was so easy to get around.
And then getting, like, the 4 horses of the apocalypse.
I was never able to do that. I didn't know how to.
I wasn't able to get them, but I've seen, like, gameplay with
those
horses. Well,
I actually found the fire one. I just couldn't get it. I couldn't tame it. I tried.
Was the fire one war? Is that what you
I think it was war. Yeah, I, like, died in 2 seconds. Because it chunked me. I was like, oh, okay. And then I landed right in the horde of zombies. I'm like, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, I think one of the open world games that I've played the most are Assassin's Creed, like just the series in general, and like GTA. I played a lot of that.
That one's fun. I just never got into it on the online because I never got to play it on the online. My parents weren't.
Rockstar makes tons of good games. Another open world game that I played. Trying to think. Like, most of my games are open world. I just can never think during the day. It just doesn't work.
Played No Man's Sky. That one's
fun.
There's not really a lot of missions you can do. It's just explore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like one main mission, but It's weird. I've never beaten it yet.
Oh,
yeah. I keep yawning.
The Lego games are fun, too.
Yeah, Lego games are always fun. I remember the one where you can build your own bases, like, all around and, like, attack each other.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one? It was like...
I play all the Marvel ones, so I have Marvel Superheroes, and then I have, like, Lego Marvel Avengers.
Well, mine was the Star Wars one. You built your own bases with droids stuff like that, and then you attack each other. It was fun.
All right. I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to end the stream soon, but maybe next time we can talk about games we've never really played.
Daddy, y'all give us some ideas. Y'all shoot us something y'all want us to talk about.
Yeah, there's stuff in the bottom screen where you can find out where to find us. So, at Renegade1 is my Twitter if you want to tweet out some topics you want to hear us talk about. Renegade is my the YouTube channel that these podcasts go onto after they're streamed, and at Renegade is the Instagram. So if you want to give us some ideas to talk about, guys want to hear about specifically,
is there any more Renegade? How about a Facebook Renegade?
I mean,
what about MySpace Renegade?
Who uses MySpace
exactly?
I don't know. We're gonna make a Snapchat, I guess. All right, well, that's all for today. We'll see you guys next time when we have more topics.
I keep yawning. I can't stop.
All right, I'm Clarissa. This has been
Justin.
And this has just been another podcast.
All right, well,
we're calling them Nerdcast.
We're going to call them Nerdcast. There you go.